character.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Goldberg is still one up on Brock Lesnar, which is why I have been authorized tonight to come out here and let the entire WWE Universe know, Goldberg, you, sir, are hereby challenged to a fight.
This is Bill Goldberg, and if you don't listen to Pain Clinic, you can bet your butt you'll be next.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 15th. We're already halfway through the month of October. Halloween is a-coming. All right, the holidays today, real quick, it's a White Cane Safety Day, and that's an achievement of the blind and visually impaired people. And it's the sweetest day, which is always the sweetest day is always a wonderful day to give your sweetie something sweet. Birthdays today, real quick, Joey Abs of the Mean Street Posse is 45 today. You don't know who the Mean Street Posse is? Ask your dad.
From the mean streets of Greenwich.
Greenwich, Connecticut. Yeah, the mean streets. So they remember they used to walk around in those...
Rodney Green, they had Pete like, Gas.
Yeah. Had the Gucci shirts on and
the sweaters.
Yeah, the sweaters, sleeveless sweaters. They look like Doug from
sweater
Doug.
Vests.
Yeah, sweater vests. All right. So, all right. Don't forget to join us November 12th for UFC 205 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastwood Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. This is the one from MSG, Madison Square Gardens. It'll be the first UFC sanctioned bout in New York in over 20 years, and it's going to be, and we're going to watch it at Salvatore's. The main event's Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez. Okay, that's about is all I'm going to do for the lightweight title. Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight belt against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and so much more. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials. That's November 12th. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 205. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? Job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the view, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm joined by the two guys in turquoise in the other studio. We got DC Dan Cole.
Good morning. Just an FYI.
Yes.
Billboards all over New York City for UFC 205.
Oh, really? So you just drove in from New York City?
With the words... Can't wait on every single one.
Nice, nice. And we're joined by Brian Burke, Double B.
Good morning.
DC and BB are joining us in the studio today. And like I said, you're both kind of wearing the same color today a little bit. So
here, hold on. Let's avoid confusion. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. So welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about. In our next segment, we have a huge interview with Alberto El Patron, El Presidente, formerly Alberto Del Rio from the WWE. We got a chance to talk with him last night. And we'll be running that in the next segment. My friend Stu and I. Remember Stu? He's the guy who interviewed Mike Tyson with me a few weeks ago, and he came up for the boxing. Well, he and I went out to Turning Stone Casino last night for the very first sanctioned MMA fights in New York, which happened last night. Last week we talked with Hugh Campbell. He was our guest on the show, and he was the guy who put it all together. And so if you heard last week's show, you'll know that we didn't even have a clue when we were talking to him that Alberto Del Rio was going to be named president of the company. And we bumped into him and his girlfriend were there. But we're going to talk with him in the next segment. But right now we're going to talk about the world of pro wrestling. And before we even get beyond that, I want to let you know that Danny, thank you for showing up. Danny just came back from vacation. And he wasn't planning on being here. But because of, the lack of spark from other people and Danger Boy's injury, he did show. So thank you, Danny.
It's a poem. I don't know if I should take offense to that.
No. Well, he's all choked up.
I'm all choked up. No. I wasn't expecting that.
But you know me.
I am a dedicated member of the clinic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I will always answer the call, Cash.
All right. Danny was on a boat last week.
A big boat.
Where'd you go?
We went up to St. John's, New Brunswick, and Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And this time of year, there is snow there, right?
And there was.
Oh, man.
And we also discovered that we didn't do any excursions because we're like, we'll just get out and explore the cities we poured at.
Sure.
Monday was Columbus Day.
Oh, no.
Which, to us, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
But also in Canada, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. I was going to say, it's their Thanksgiving
Nothing
day.
Was open in St. John on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Do they eat turkey on Thanksgiving up there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just assume like lobster and poutine.
I just say it's another world once we go across that border less than an hour from here. You know, it's like you're walking into another planet. It's like those two guys sitting at the Sonic. You know, it's like, you know how I was saying, like, you know, the other planets like Earth 2 and then there's Canada. That's not another planet.
I will say this, though. I love their talking crosswalk signs.
They talk to you as you
do. They yell at you once they're on.
Yeah. Hurry up.
The light is on. The light is on. And then it starts counting down very aggressively, like starting at 17.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It run.
Like, I'm crossing.
You know, if you're like in a wheelchair or something, you're probably panicking. You know, it's like, I'm going to get killed. They probably say, and if it gets to zero, it says, and now it's your fault if you get hit. Right? Yeah. That's the last thing it says.
We will not be held responsible if a moose plows into you or something.
And you also were, it was bilingual up there too, right? So is it bilingual? I know in Quebec.
Well, I mean, that's the great movie, Canadian Bacon, what that taught me. You know, everything has to be in English and French.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but was it counting down in French too?
No, it only counted down in English.
Interesting. So it was one of those things you learn, you know? It's like, I know that.
Although I would assume the numerical system counts as both.
Yeah, I think
English
it would too.
And French. Yeah, so yeah. As long as you can visually read numbers, you're covered.
Numbers are numbers. So, well, did you have a good time? You had a great time, I could tell.
Oh, yeah,
we did. Refreshed. And,
very refreshed. Good enough time to book our next one. So,
all right.
I'll be gone around the same time next year as well.
All right. Same time next year. Okay. And Brian, what's up with you, brother? How's this week for you?
Busy.
Why don't you real quick plug your other podcast while you got a chance?
Okay, the FC3 podcast has just started.
If you guys don't know what that is, Brian...
Flower City Comic Con.
Brian's one of the organizers and creators of the Flower City Comic Con. It happened here last May. It's going to happen again next year. It's early, later, June, right?
It is in May, the weekend after Mother's Day.
That's right, after, okay.
And if you'd like to listen to our podcast, the first was an introduction to who we are and what the convention's all about. It's posted on our Facebook page. It's also posted on our website, fc3roc.com.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you. I'll give you a chance to get plugged that out there, get a few extra listeners. I want to let people know that we're here to talk pro wrestling, though. Lots and lots and lots of news came out this week for the world of pro wrestling. But before I get to that, any of that, I'm going to let you know you can call us at 222-1280. Star 1280 is the number. You can text us at 222-1280. If you're shy, I kind of enjoy texts, especially when they're funny. I will read them on the air. But I guess the biggest piece of news this week is, and I know some people don't care, but some people do. I mean, this show started in 1998. We've been on the air since November 13th, 1998. Okay. 1 week before the show debuted, we got to sit down with then WCW World Heavyweight Champion Bill Goldberg, and he did those IDs you hear. He did interviews with us. Very, very nice guy. He's been a friend to the show. Every time he's in the area, he comes on. And big news this week is he is back. He's going to be back with them, and not only is he going to be taking on Brock Lesnar, he's going to be showing up Monday night, of course. But he has actually a first wrestling date on the list, and it's going to be the Monday Night Raw in Buffalo, November 14th. So November 14th, when Monday Night Raw takes place in Buffalo, Bill Goldberg is having his very first match back with the WWE. Now, Yes, the last match he had was, what, 12 years ago, 13 years ago with Brock Lesnar in Madison Square Gardens, and it was the Boo Fest. No one cared because they knew both guys were leaving the company. That's really where you saw the internet infiltrated the WWE's WrestleMania, because if that information wasn't out there, nobody would care. I mean, it wouldn't have been the same thing, I think, but it was out there. They knew both of them were leaving. That's why Stone Cold was the one who looked good at the end of the match by stunning everybody. But, you know, I mean, Danny, you're not a fan of Goldberg. I mean, you're not ashamed to say that either. That's okay, man, because we need both sides. I'm a fan. I like Goldberg. I don't know, you know, coming back this late, maybe they should have had him come back when the whole Ryback was going on, because they were chanting for him then, you know, a couple of years ago. But, I mean, is this too late, too little, too late for him? Or is this, you know, he's going to do a year there? He's going to do some stuff? I don't know.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that this is solely about money.
Well, it's about money, and Goldberg also said
that's all it is.
But I've heard him say a few things. He said that he wants his kid to see him what he made all his money doing. And that's why he came back. And he's also kept himself in
excellent
shape.
Concussing people?
Well, not only that, being a terrible wrestler. And you know, hopefully, he's not going to learn anything since then if he's not really done it.
Coming out, blowing smoke out of his nose, spear, jackhammer, done.
Yeah. Pretty much like Hulk Hogan leg drop, it's over. You know, yeah. It's the same thing, you know?
I mean, I'm not one of the guys that buys into that. It's just not the style of wrestling I like. No. Like, if you're going to squash a jobber, that's fine. But when you're doing it to everybody,
yeah,
it just loses its effectiveness.
No, it does.
But not only that, it's not like he's had the best things to say about wrestling in general.
No, you're right.
Over the past couple years. So you know he's only doing this for money.
Yeah.
So it's just, to me, in my mind, it's no better than it was 12 years ago at WrestleMania 20 when everybody knew that both those guys were leaving.
Yeah.
They know that both of those guys are only in the ring to make money. They don't care about anybody else other than themselves.
It's true.
Brock Lesnar's a part-timer.
Yeah.
Goldberg's coming in for the paycheck.
I
don't care to see this match at all.
I certainly don't right now. There's no build-up to it. I don't think you can listen, Survivor Series is like a month and a week away. I mean, what kind of buildup can you get if he's just coming back this week on TV for a month? I think this is a long-term thing that'll culminate at WrestleMania. I don't really, and maybe he'll come out and they'll sign a contract at Survivor Series. I don't know what they're going to have to do, something to stretch people out. But they obviously, WWE is a very meticulous company when it comes to the way they survey people and the way that they get information on what the fans want. And there must have been a calling for this someplace. There must have been. Someplace, you know, I mean, I thought originally it was with the Ryback, you know, Goldberg chance, because it's like, oh, that would have been a perfect time to bring him back because people were still chanting his name. Well, it'll happen again, you know, I mean, when they pipe it in that way, you know, because that's the way it, you know, usually worked anyways. Even when he was in WCW, it was piped in, you know, with the chants and stuff. But, you know, I it's something different, and it's, you know, I don't care. I'd rather see him, to be honest with you, not take on Lesnar. I'd rather see him take on anybody else or do anything else. If he was just going to come in and, you know, not have a target to come in and say, hey, I'm just back for a year and we're going to see what I can do, then it would have been interesting to see who they could have matched him up with. But, you know, they're going to immediately go back to the rematch of something that happened at WrestleMania 20, you know, what, 13 years ago. So I'm not buying it right now. But, you know, we're friends with Goldberg, so I'm going to try to get him on the show. You know, I mean, he remembers us because it's in his Wikipedia bio that he was on our show. I don't know why it stays in that bio, but it does for some reason, you know. But what do you think, Brian?
I got to agree with Dan. It's about the money for the wrestlers, but it's also about the money for the WWE. I mean, the guy had a huge following, and, I mean, you could tell that people were
– They lost people. They've lost a lot of viewers since he was there and since he was with WCW. Maybe they're seeing if they can grab some of those guys who were fringe fans.
And obviously a lot of those people want to see him back. They were cheering for him when Ryback was in the WWE. I think WWE is making the wrong decision putting him against Lesnar, but it's a huge money grab because they're just trying to put two big names who aren't there all the time against each other. It's worked every time they put Lesnar in the ring, so they're hoping it's going to work even better by putting both of them together.
222-1280 is the number, *1280. I want the fans' perspective on this. I mean, we are very tight to this product, and we have our opinions on it. I want to know what the fans think about that, because I think that I don't know. I'm up in the air on it right now. Let's see how it works out Monday night. See if they can do something compelling enough that I care. 222-1280 *1280. We're gonna go to break because we have Alberto Del Rio, El Patron, Dos Caros on the flip side, and going to go into the break here with a little Luke Harper music, who showed up on the pay-per-view last week. So he's a SmackDown guy. Remember last week we were talking about it, and I was like, I'm hoping they're going to keep him on Raw, because now we know for official Raw is coming to Rochester. It's definitely the Raw brand. And tickets did go on sale Thursday. You can buy tickets now. You can still get great seats for that. So please check out if you want. They're coming to Rochester. The date is December 16th. The tickets are on sale now. Get them while you can. Drop them while they're hot, as they say. I'm sorry. I'm too old to be using that verbatim. Nevertheless, we got to go to break. And Luke Harper is back. We're so thrilled about that. We're going to have Alberto Del Rio, formerly of the WWE, on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Settle down, settle down. Nobody cares about your stupid woman revolution. And nobody cares that you main evented Raw last week.
That we are the greatest tag team in all of space and time.
Yes.
And that includes all tag teams, even other false champions like the Bucks of Youth or the Day of the New. The Broken Hearties rule the world. And as champions, we will defend these titles again.
And again!
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 This world has put me to sleep. But now I am wide awake, and I have seen the light.
But I knew the moment I walked down that ramp and I set foot in this ring, I knew at that moment that this is where I belong. This is my home, and no matter what, and no matter what, at no mercy, Miz, Maurice, the Spirit Squad, Corbin White's caddy, hell was going to freeze over, but I was walking out. You're Intercontinental Champion.
Hey, guys, this is Mickie James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, and you. And thank you so much for listening. I want to let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's November 12th, UFC 205. Do not miss it. Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez for the lightweight title. Conor McGregor fighting once again. And Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight belt against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. There's a lot of fights. There's like six or seven fights. It's the first show from Madison Square Gardens. That first UFC show in over 20 years. That will be November 12th at Salvatore's at the Garage Tour. And I kind of dig this music because I went and saw the Godzilla movie in Tinseltown this past week. And it was an interesting movie, I'll say that. Check it out if you can, the new Godzilla movie from Japan. Brand new, made by the guy who made Attack on Titan. Interesting perspective. But, of course, it's Samoa Joe's. But I want to mention, before the UFC ever got a chance to have a card in New York, they were beaten by Combate Americas, who we had on Campbell McLaren last week in the show. And this past week they announced Alberto Del Rio, Patron, whatever his name may be, formerly of the WWE, as the president of the company. And we got a few minutes with him last night.
This is Stu. I'm here with the Cash Man. And we're here with Combate Americas El Presidente, Alberto Rodriguez, a.k.a. Alberto Del Rio, Alberto El Patron, Dos Carlos Jr. Alberto, thanks for joining us on the show. Your history with Combate America's CEO, Campbell McLaren, goes back a while. Can you tell us about what led to your coming to Combate America's and being the president of the company?
Well, we started this friendship 2 years ago because Campbell wanted me to fight for his organization. He put an amazing contract on the table. I even considered making a big return into the octagon or into the ring for an MMA fight, but after spending 7 days in the gym and getting up at 6 in the morning and doing sparring and stuff, I realized that fighting for MMA is not in me anymore. I'm not hungry for that. I'm getting older. I'm 39 years old right now. I was 37 when he was trying to make me be part of his organization the first time. So I said no. I said if one day you find a different job for me in Combat Americas, it will be fantastic to join you.
Now you trained for MMA under UFC 7 tournament winner, which was in Buffalo, New York, ironically enough, the King of the Streets, Marco Huas.
Marco Huas, yes.
Can you elaborate what training like with him was like?
It was fantastic. Plus, he's an amazing guy. He took me from being just an amateur wrestler to become an overall fighter. He's the one who taught me how to be comfortable in the ground, how to kick, how to punch, and I did a really good job. I spent 4 years with him. I learned a lot from him. After my last fight with the organization Pride, and those guys changing the numbers in my contract, not wanting to pay me what they were paying me before, I decided to retire from MMA.
Do you feel it's a bit ironic? Marco Huas, your trainer, won the UFC 7 tournament in Buffalo, and we're here just outside Syracuse, New York, and you're the president of Combate Americas. Do you think that's a bit ironic?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's probably a coincidence, but it was fantastic. We had an amazing show tonight. I'm so proud of all of these fighters. I always say this. When you have a Latino fighter in the cage or in the ring, you know something good is going to happen. You're going to see fireworks because we always go at it, and we don't care. We just want the victory. We want to be somebody. And then you saw that tonight with all of these kids.
Now, I do a pro wrestling talk show, and you just left WWE recently for the second time.
Left them this time. It was me saying I don't want to be with you, A-all.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you were done. You were done with them, and so they made a lot of promises when they brought you back, and those were the things that they didn't fulfill, and you wanted to get out. That's what we had heard.
Well, the right offer was on the table. That's the reason I went back to that place. Everybody knows what happened the first time. And the only reason I went back there is to prove them wrong, because I didn't do anything wrong. All that I did when they fired me was just stand up for myself. I stand up for myself. I defended my beliefs from where I come from against an idiot who was making stupid comments. And it was me the one getting fired. So I went there to prove them wrong, because they put a good contract on the table for me. And it felt right at the moment. Everything was perfect the first 2, 3, 4 months, but then everything changed. And because it was in my contract and I could do it, I decided to leave. I had a conversation with my dad over the phone, and he was like, okay, listen, kid. If you're not happy with what you're doing at the moment, you have the power to change it. Then why are you waiting, dumb F?
Before Rich continues, I'd just like to say it was a hell of a surprise about a year ago at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view when you came out. I know I couldn't believe it, but it was a great moment.
Yeah, and you were coming back so quickly. Now that you have left a second time and it was your choice this time, you're still welcome back, I'm sure, if you wanted to go back. Not that it didn't end the way the first time ended, so they would, you know, you would definitely left on good terms with them.
Yeah. It was good. We decided to just finish our working relationship, and they weren't happy. They would never be happy when someone say, "I don't want to be there," because they live inside this bubble and they think everybody wants to be there. And they think there's no life out of the company. And I have proved them wrong so many times, because the indie circuit is fantastic. It just feels good. You should see my face. I think I've been in 2 or 3 indie shows since I left WWE. And if you could see my face... Oh, my girlfriend is always telling me how happy I look, and I just go all over the place. I just play with the fans, wrestle, which is my passion, and I do everything I want because I can control it. I don't have anyone backstage telling me not to do this or do this, and it feels right. It feels better.
Very cool. Now, I also heard that you were thinking, are you going to do some stuff with Ring of Honor, possibly TNA, maybe go back to Lucha Underground? Any of those sounds like options still?
I don't think Underground will be an option for me. I was there. It's a fantastic organization with a lot of talent, but I didn't like it. So I was not comfortable when I was there. So I don't think that's going to happen. But never say never, right? Sure. But my friends from Ring of Honor have contacted me already, and as you know, I'm a big fan of that company. I love those kids. All those kids have nothing but respect for the pro wrestling business, and I would love to go there. We've been in touch, and that's going to happen pretty soon.
Cool.
With TNA, it was the same situation. We're just, you know, working in the numbers, because even though I love this with all my heart, at the end of the day, you have to be rewarded for the hard work.
Exactly.
Did you see CM Punk's UFC 203 fight, and what did you think of it?
No, I mean, we talked over the phone before and after the fight. I mean, we have to give the man some credit.
He's got cojones, that's for certain.
He has big cojones, because it's not so easy. I know a lot of people, they're just talking crap about CM Punk because they think he embarrassed himself. No, they think that because they know what they don't know what they're talking about. The transition from pro wrestling to MMA is so difficult. For some people, it's almost impossible. He tried it. He did a good job, and I can tell you this. He'll be back. He'll be back better and stronger.
Well, I know someone around here is very young. She's got an impending surgery coming up, but could we see maybe someone coming into the cage soon?
Well, probably. Against me, probably kicking my ass.
No.
It's a definite no there.
I used to say I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What do you expect in the future from Combate Americas as the president?
It's going to be fantastic. I mean, we have the right people behind the project. The fighters are fantastic. They love to fight. They all of them approach to me, and they're just telling me, please take me to Mexico, because that's the next step for Combate Americas. We're going to my homeland, Mexico. We just signed an amazing deal with TV Azteca, which is one of the major TV networks down there. They put in a lot of money on the table for us. We're going there in 2 weeks for the press conference. We're going to do the event in January, and that's the next step. A lot of good things are coming for the company. I'm bringing a lot of new sponsors. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I have a huge sponsor on the table for Combate Americas for next month. And we're going to keep finding talent around the world. We're going to develop that talent, because we don't want them just to be great fighters. We want them to be entertainers, because if they're good entertainers and fighters, they will sell tickets. We will bring more sponsors. It will be more money for the company and for them.
Well, we can tell you we enjoyed the show tonight. El Presidente Alberto Rodriguez, thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to hope you come back here at Turning Stone.
No, we will. Thank you so much to all of you for supporting the company. I mean, tonight you guys were a witness of what this company is going to be, or what it already is. Thank you for supporting us, and see you next time.
Thank you. All right, well, that was from last night. Alberto Del Rio, Alberto Rodriguez, President, El Presidente of Combate Americas, the company that we went and saw last night. And you might have heard a certain female say no a couple times during that. And yes, you were correct if you would have guessed that's his girlfriend, Paige. Currently under suspension. We're going to talk about that on the flip side, as well as take your calls. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You just made the list!
I'm already on the stupid list. I started the list.
Oh, yeah, well, you're on the list again. You just made the list again.
You're not going to run a high, honey. If you're not going to run a high, I'm going to punish you, and I'm going to take my title. I want my rematch right now. Get a ref out here. Give me my rematch. Get
in
a ref.
Suplex City, you're not Goldberg. You're next.
Pizza Goose, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Sunday, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots take on the Cincinnati Bengals. 9 hours of game day coverage kicks off Sunday morning at 10. Your home for the Patriots is Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Daniel Bryan had Ellsworth as my tag team partner over a month ago. And now I'm going to give him the opportunity. So, Dean, beat it. Get out of here. Start stepping.
Look, AJ, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, all right? I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, AJ. I kind of want to see this. Because Ellsworth 316 says, if you got two hands, you got a fighting chance. I'm going to get a front row seat.
But just earlier tonight, Sasha Banks was here, and she would like to have her match inside Hell in a Cell.
Wait a minute, Mick. That's never been done before.
I was just going to say, I don't want to break it to the women like this, but they don't get what they want just because they want it. They get what they deserve.
This is Cowboy James Storm with TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and you. And thank you so much, El Presidente, Alberto Rodriguez, Alberto Del Rio, Dos Caros, all sorts of names you might have known him as. He joined us in the last segment. And Paige was there, too, and I really wanted to talk to her. But we're going to do some Paige news before we go to the phones. We got 222-1280, star 1280. Real quick news. Paige, she's scheduled to undergo neck surgery this Wednesday. Expect to be out of action 6 to 9 months. She did mention it on TMZ. I talked to her last night to confirm it. She is having surgery Wednesday. And so there's some, you know, she said that, you know, she showed me where in her neck that it was having a problem. So, very, very pretty girl. I'll just say that, okay? Patron, you're a lucky man. But unfortunately, the news that came out this week, too, is she's suspended due to she was on suspension already from one wellness policy violation. Now she's got a second one. This being her second one, the former Divas champion is now out of action for 60 days. She seemed okay. I didn't mention that to her at all, but it was pretty cool. But it was like, you know, she came out and said that it was due to, she posted that it was due to not having prescriptions or whatever, the wrong doctor, prescription, painkillers for her pain or whatever. And then WWE said that that's not what it was for. And so they defended themselves after she came out and said that, you know, she felt it was an unfair positive test. Nevertheless, she's going to be sitting for a while anyways, but she looked very good last night. She was very friendly. Nice girl. And she's also going to be on the new season of Divas, Total Divas, which is going to debut. Brian, are you ready? I know he's out there listening someplace. The new Divas show will begin. Darn, I can't find my news now. Here it is, November 16th. So for the artiste, myself, and Brian from Rochester, we will we'll know when we can watch the newest season of Divas. And she said that she's on it a lot, except for she couldn't fly. So whenever they had to fly someplace, she wasn't able to do those portions of the show, so she's not going to be on a lot of it, but she's definitely there. Thoughts?
I was just going to say, don't also forget that we're now two episodes into Total Bellas.
I haven't even seen one yet, so.
It's awful.
Of course it is. The artiste, if you're listening out there in Chicago, I know you're working hard and everything, but I'm sure you've watched it. Give us a call. Right now we're going to go to the phones, our friend Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to know, what year is it? I mean, Mickie James coming back to a WWE ring. Kenny Dykstra is apparently going to be on SmackDown for a while. And John Cena's still in the company. We all know the backstage history on that.
Well, you know, what they say about, water under the bridge, the way to be healed is distance. You know, I'm sure Mickie James is married. She's married and's got a husband and a baby now. We actually got tickets to that. Danny Danger Boy, myself, and my friend Stu, who did the interview with El Patron there with us. We're all going to that show that Saturday. Which I'm very excited because we also get Nakamura and Joe too, which is going to be awesome.
And it looks like we're going to get Bobby Roode, Ty Dillinger. We're also going to get the finals of the second annual Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
I cannot wait. We have great seats for that. And we're trying to find a way to stay for Survivor Series. We don't have tickets to that, and apparently it's tough to get them.
That's my sources, Tom.
I was just shocked. I was like, when I saw that, because I was very late getting to NXT this week, and I saw the announcement online, I was in shock. And I was just like, holy crap, what's going on? But, I mean, the last thing I got to say on that, and I'm just going to go ahead and hang up, is that Kenny Dykstra, he never stopped training. He actually looks very good, and he never got out of a ring.
Remember, he was 19 when he was there, when he was doing that whole thing. He was a young kid, you know? But he actually went to do a lot of things. He actually was a tight end for a college football team. When WWE, they give you these opportunities to like go back to college and stuff after they let you go, and so he took advantage of it, got a scholarship, was a tight end on the football team in college, played that for a bunch of years, and he's still. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back. He looked great. I never really was a fan of the whole gimmick. When there's five guys there, it's funny. When there's two guys there, it seems like they're missing something. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Mike Mondo. So he looks ring ready, but you know he doesn't look as in shape as Kenny did. So,
no.
But you gotta get Kenny that he definitely maintained being in shape and looks ring ready. And I mean he had a good solo run before he left. So you know it's probably they might send him to NXT, but you know he might actually have a decent shot of staying on roster for a while.
Yeah, I mean you know that they wrestled pretty good, and when they wrestled, you know, the 2-on-1 against Ziggler. I think that, he can still do it. It's just that it was politics that bumped him out the first time. But like I said, water under the bridge, you know, they're probably, we had him on a couple years ago and he was talking about it. And he says he doesn't think there's any, long lasting problems. It's just, it was like personal stuff that, you know, between him, John Cena and Mickie James. So, it was not, but they're all grown up a bit since then. And like I said, Mickie's married to Nick. Who was, what was he again? Magnus, I think.
Magnus
and TNA. And, she's going to be wrestling for the women's title up in Toronto for the NXT TakeOver, which we cannot wait. It's going to be exciting.
Well, hold on. Last thing. Well, that just brought me to I forgot it was in Toronto, but you just said, hold on. Mickie James is wrestling in Toronto. Well, Trish Stratus just announced that she's having a baby, so
I saw that.
There will not be a Trish run-in at that NXT match, which would actually be kind of
crazy. Hey, listen, just because she's pregnant doesn't mean she can't run in.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised to see her sit in front row, though.
I bet you. They're friends, so I mean, I know that, you know, it's probably a good reason to come up there and hang out with your friends. You don't see that often, you know?
Yeah.
Their kids can meet, you know, because they both have kids now.
Plus, come on, Mickie and Trish, one of the great rivalries in WWE, and prior to this whole, Divas Women's Revolution in WWE, their match at WrestleMania, one of the best women's matches you would have ever seen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's almost a perfect setup. Maybe that's why they have that at that event, because they're going to have Trish distract or be involved or something. Who knows? So, but guys, have a great Saturday.
You too, man. Take it easy, brother. All right, 222-1280 Star Choice. And remember, we have Brian from Rochester. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. I got some news. I don't know if you mentioned this, but tickets are on sale now at the Blue Cross Reno for wrestling.
Yeah. Do you listen the whole hour or just the last 10 minutes?
No, I listen the whole hour. Well, I'm doing stuff, and I do listen to the radio the show.
I just gonna say one thing. Bad listener. No, I'm kidding. We did talk about it. I'm kidding, Brian.
What are your thoughts on the triple threat match at the pay-per-view?
Okay.
Because the way that ended, I did not like that ending.
Yeah, you know what? You know, that obviously was going to. Thanks for calling, Brian. That obviously was going to happen at the end of the night. Originally, they moved it because there was this political debate on one channel or something going on. I don't know. I don't. You know, I try to stay away from that stuff. But yeah, it was. I don't know. Ending it with a chair, because when you have a three-way, there is no disqualification. So he could have done that any time. And, you know, I think it's what it's really doing is building up a feud between Cena and Ambrose. I really think that's where they're going with the whole thing, because that's really what we saw the last 10 minutes of that match was those two guys. And I loved it. I enjoyed it immensely. I think Ambrose is a great wrestler. Thanks for calling, Brian. I want to mention one thing. I don't know. I'm probably the only one, you know. I don't. What did you think about this past SmackDown show? Okay, listen. SmackDown did something I'd never seen before ever. They went to commercial break, but they kept the wrestling ring up in the – they kept it picture in picture on your screen. So there was wrestling going on while the commercials were rolling. You know, the Popeye chicken lady was telling us about Popeye's chicken, and we're watching what's going on in the commercial break on another little screen up. You know, they just shrunk it up and put it up in the left-hand side of the screen. I thought that was really, really pretty innovative, because it happened between you know, that James Ellsworth took on – AJ Styles for the title, or it wasn't the title, it was just a match. But while that whole they were doing, Ambrose was named the referee, and the whole time during the commercial break, he was doing what old referees used to do, where they used to feel their, if they have any, you know, any foreign weapons on their backs or their arms, they'd go up and feel them, and he would feel the bottom of their feet. And then, you know, he was giving AJ Styles grief over that. It was really pretty funny, because this is all going on while these commercials are running. You got to go, if you have it on your DVR, go back and watch it. It happened a couple times they did that, where matches were going on while the commercials, and I thought that was pretty innovative. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Tell me what you think about that. We got Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've still been listening to the show. I know I called in the last time I fell asleep. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. Listen. Yeah. I won't go bad listener to you, because you're still listening. So
yeah, I woke up. The phone was on the floor. I was like, wow, I must have been really tired.
And my wallet was empty. What the heck's going on here? No,
yeah, but I told you, you know, I love you guys, and I make sure at 10 o'clock I'm listening to the dial.
I appreciate
listening to you guys. You guys are the best wrestling news going.
So what's up? What's up, man?
Going back to what you said, they did that the very first SmackDown Live. They did the commercial thing like that.
Yeah, and I've seen that, but now they're doing it. They're doing it multiple times during. Now, if there wasn't a match going on, they completely break away. Mm-hmm. But if there's a match, and so what it was just stalling tactics by Ambrose during the commercial break, but it was hilarious to watch it without the commentary. He's like, yeah. You know, I mean, he's like, you know, he, of course, he's biasing, you know, AJ Styles. So AJ's getting the once over, and then Ellsworth comes up to get searched, and he goes, he looks at him and goes, yeah, you're okay. You know, and sends mm-hmm. him back. It was pretty funny. I thought he allowed some good comedy spots from Ambrose, and I thought it was, you know, it's interesting that they do that, so.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of SmackDown Live, you know, the only thing that I do not like about SmackDown Live is when you're looking at your watch and it's 9:55, you know SmackDown Live is going to end at 10 o'clock or a couple minutes before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you know you already know something is going to happen within the next couple of minutes. So you can't really get into the main event match like you want to, like, you know, Raw. They go over 11 o'clock or whatnot. You know, they go down to the last, to, you know, whatever the match is. SmackDown Live, you know, 9:57, 9:58 or whatever, something's going to happen, and you can't really get into the storyline like that, the main event, because they don't go over 10 o'clock.
You know,
if they go over 10 o'clock, maybe a couple of minutes or whatever, then you can get into the match. When you start looking at your watch and it's 9:56, 9:57 or whatever, you're like, okay, it's going to be a bull crap ending or whatnot.
Well, I'll say this. You know, when I was in college, I took a writing course, and they have this thing called the denouement, which is you have the building action, and then that peaks out, and then it's called the denouement. The denouement of a WWE TV show is about 40 seconds. The match will end with about 40 seconds left, and then it'd be like the speculation by the announcers. But that happens, like, that's okay. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't like – I don't like the Monday Night Raw where my DVR goes to 11:20, even though it ends at 11:01 or 11:02. You know, it happens. That's the same thing every week. But I'm not bothered by that because you know they have to get out of it. They're promoting the next show. They're promoting the pay-per-view, and they're going to leave a big question mark at the end of that. So it happens that week every week.
In your response, Cash, you just gave the perfect answer to solve this problem. Don't watch it live. DVR it.
Yeah, DVR it. Why not? Yes.
Yeah, but still, if they go over, maybe they should know. If they go over just a little bit, you know, that because I mean, be honest, there's no difference between when it was taped coming on Thursday nights and when it's live. You know, it still goes off at the same time. That part, the main event, it still goes off at the same time, 10 o'clock,
yeah,
or 9:59 or whatnot. So that part hasn't changed. Everything else I like.
A lot of times it'll just be ending, and then it'll just be like, you know, that, and then someone will be getting beat down, and it goes to black. That used to be the way it used to end all the time. If someone's getting beat down, and that was the way that they would bring you back for the next show. I'll tell you one thing. Since the brand split, I'm not really thrilled with those shows being completely separate because I miss kind of like the continuation onto the next show. You know, I mean, I like seeing a pay-per-view on Sunday, and they don't address what happens on that pay-per-view till Tuesday if it's a SmackDown pay-per-view. So, but you have a whole wrestling show on Monday where they can't recap everything you just saw and they, you know, and build their storyline. So I'm not really thrilled with this break so far. And it's not great for ratings either, that's for sure. We'll see what happens when Goldberg, if he spikes anything, coming up Monday.
The best way to get into it is you have to dedicate. See, I know y'all have to watch both shows to get, because, you know, the job that you do.
I hope so, at least. Yeah.
But the best way to really enjoy it is to pick a show and stick with that show for a few months. That's the best way to do it. If you've always been a SmackDown guy, stick with watching SmackDown. Don't watch Raw. Stick with watching SmackDown for a few months and then switch over like that,
yeah,
or whatnot at WrestleMania or whatever.
Sure.
If you're a Raw guy, stick to Raw. Watch it Raw. Don't watch SmackDown because it is SmackDown versus Raw.
It is.
So you know, you have to choose one show and stick with that one show.
Okay, Troy. Well, I will say one thing, and thank you for calling so much. I will say one thing. They do promote. They do kind of tell you what's going to happen on the other show during, you know, the breaks, going in and out of breaks and recaps and stuff. And the thing is if your favorite wrestler is on one show, I don't know, you can't. It's WWE. It's all one big product to me. I don't care if they split it into two different ones. I have a favorite wrestler on both shows. So I'm going to watch both of them. But we have to go to break. We got one more segment. You're listening. Give us a call. 222-1280, *1280. Text us to that number. No one's texted us yet. I'm blown away. Come on, shy guys. Text us. 222-1280, *1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. And all that vision's sitting high on my.
For a private jet with Team Chris and Kevin written on the side. Would I get one?
Hey, you know what? We should get that because at least we deserve a private jet with Team Kevin and Chris written on the side. Seth Rollins doesn't deserve a match for my title. I've already beaten him twice for it.
Twice.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and you. And Nakamura music. It's a little tinny sounding. I need to get a better version of this.
Have you been practicing for the sing-along?
Yeah.
Wait, you got a lot of work to do to get ready for this NXT show.
I know. Is Finn going to be there, too? Because I want to do his, too. I want to do the cheers in the middle of the... Finn will not be there. Welcome back to the show. We're talking the world of pro wrestling and taking your questions, your texts, and anything, but there's a lot of news that we really haven't touched upon, dabbled in yet. One thing I talked about, Goldberg, yes, they did announce that he is going to be in the ring for the first time, WWE Wrestling, in 13 years in Buffalo, November 14th. So that might be, if you want to be there to see that, you know, get your tickets. There's still plenty of tickets. I'm going to be there, believe it or not. I'm going with Pauly G from The Wii Show. We're going to have a bro date. He was going to come in and hang out with us today, too, but he kind of got busy. He has to do a speech. So we're going to have a bro date, and we're going to go up to watch Monday Night Raw, which is – it ought to be a lot of fun. I haven't been to a Raw in Buffalo in years, so it ought to be pretty cool. But we did kind of allude to a little bit earlier, NXT General Manager William Regal announced that Mickie James is returning to WWE at Toronto – TakeOver Toronto November 19th. During Survivor Series weekend, she'll be wrestling the NXT champion, Asuka. That's going to be very, very cool. We haven't seen Mickie James in a long time. I know the girl can do it. Every time we've seen her, she's definitely a great wrestler in the ring. Very, you know, very technical. So this is going to be a great match. You know, I'm looking for. That's one that definitely. You can put all these things. I'm looking forward to go because we're going to that too. It's going to be like a wrestling week. I'm going to be there Monday Night Raw in Buffalo. Then we're going to Saturday. We're tearing out of here to get up there in time to see NXT. It'll be a lot of fun.
And I need someone to come with me that Friday night for IWF.
Oh, you're you got Friday night IWF going on.
We don't want to upset our biggest fan, Big Cat Lemmer.
Yes.
We got to be.
No,
there.
No, he's your biggest fan. He's a fan of you.
He's a big fan of the show. It's just he officially named me
his favorite
member of the Pain
Clinic. I don't have a problem with that. I'd much rather have anybody else but me be the favorite. Because then that's where the lawsuits come to. But nevertheless.
No restraining orders or lawsuits yet on my watch.
I will say, I was just reading that this is an interesting news piece that came out this week. WWE issued a survey gauging fans' interest on potential changes and additions to be made to the WWE network. One of the plans mentioned indie wrestling content such as TNA and Ring of Honor being shown on the WWE network. That's interesting. The survey also notes potential price points of free $4.99, $9.99, and $14.99. You can also check out the survey if you want to. They might have emailed it to you if you've seen an email from the WWE. What do you think about, I mean, there was talks, and we didn't really get a chance much to talk about it, but TNA has been going through a lot of drama this past week.
Oh my God.
Ownership drama, being, you know, having tax liens against them in the state of Tennessee.
Tax liens, lawsuits, UCC liens.
Yeah.
Just came out this morning that three of the companies that they owe money to, it looks like the total combined debt to three of the companies that have helped them out in the past is $3.4 million.
Yeah. And
that's not including the taxes. That's not including the money that Billy Corgan has pumped in.
Yeah, and Billy Corgan's got a lawsuit, too, against them. So we're not really sure what's going on. We know that they were being sold. WWE was interested at one time. I think that's what we're seeing with this little survey, is if people would be interested in seeing that. They obviously want the videotape archives from TNA. That's really what they want more than anything.
Well, and now here's what puts a wrench in the whole thing. Now with that tax lien, you know, anybody that did buy TNA would be on the hook for all these outstanding debts.
Yeah, unfortunately. It reminds me a lot of how when ECW started going down. You know, but they still have support from, I mean, they had two songs that they had to take off of a taped show from this past week on Pop TV because of the guy who produced them in 2016. There was, I'm not sure the rights were paid for or not correctly, but they had to remove two people's theme songs. And one was Michael Bennett, and the other one was DJ, I can't remember his name now, but,
DJ Zima Ion?
Zima Ion, yeah. So.
Well, and there's rumors, too, that Corgan was the one that tipped people off to that.
Oh, really?
Well, he tipped it off to Pop TV that the person who created the music had not been paid.
Oh, really?
And there was issues there.
Oh.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. There's a lot of rumors going around right now. That's very interesting.
We thought the presidential election was a dumpster fire, and now
they're getting a lot. They are getting quite a lot of press from this whole thing. So,
it kills me, too, because one of our biggest friends of the show, you know, works for TNA.
JB, yeah.
Yeah, our good friend JB, Jeremy Borash. And it kills me.
Yeah, it does.
To see what's going on. It really does.
It does. It's a shame. But you know what? I'm hoping it all gets settled out and someone buys it. I don't even care if WWE buys it, as long as they don't disassemble it upon purchase, you know?
Here's what they need to do. Just get rid of Dixie Carter.
Yeah, she seems to be causing a lot of problems. Her family also kept it alive for a long time, nevertheless. We got to get out of here. Real quick news before we go. Tribute for the Troops, December 14th, being taped in Washington, D.C. The WWE confirmed the WCW World Champion Diamond Dallas Page DVD set coming out in 2017. Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan kind of challenged Raw this past SmackDown to a couple Survivor Series style matches on the pay-per-view. That's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait for that. And Matt Sydal, he was Evan Bourne in WWE, got arrested for having liquid marijuana, and he's in a lot of trouble in Japan. So we got to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Alberto Del Rio, El Patron, former WWE wrestler, joining us today. And Danny, thank you. Thank you, Brian. We'll see you next week, folks.